The 17th century Czech philosopher and scholar Jan Amos Komenský, or Comenius, is an iconic figure in this country and is famous throughout the world for his influential work. Known as the Teacher of Nations, his name has been adopted by UNESCO for one of its most prestigious awards, and perhaps more fittingly by the National Comenius Pedagogical Library in Prague. That's where a new exhibition opened this week, aiming to acquaint students and other users of the library with Komenský's life and work, with a special focus on his role as a teacher. Joshua Singer has more.
The exhibition is titled Poutník v labirintu, or The Wanderer in the Labyrinth, and refers to one of Comenius's most celebrated works, The Labyrinth of the World and the Paradise of the Heart. Made up of digital photocopies of the library's collection of Comenius manuscripts, the exhibition covers two floors and is free of charge for anyone wishing to visit. It is designed as a walk through Comenius's life and work, and it is hoped that just as in Comenius's text, the wanderer emerges with an enlightened and selfless approach to life, so the visitors to the exhibition might take away some personal inspiration from Komenský's life and deeds. Alena Škodová is from the National Pedagogical Library. She took me to one of the exhibits, picturing two copies of the same text from the 17th and 19th centuries.
So I took you to this picture, which I like especially. It's from his work, Orbis Pictus, and it's a textbook for children, the first one which was illustrated. This one is from the 19th century, this copy, and it has a colored picture. And the interesting thing about it is that here in the original, we saw the 16th century printing room. And here they used the 19th century technology to Komenský's text from the 17th century.
Technological advances continue to be applied to Comenius's works in the modern day. The library is currently in the middle of a project of digitalizing its vast array of Comenius manuscripts so that they are easily accessible for today's readers. One manuscript survives from 1638 and was actually printed in Comenius's own lifetime. So, what can visitors gain from the exhibition? Alena Škodová again.
Children in our schools learn about Komenský in primary schools, of course, and they know him as Teacher of the Nations. They know his motto, Schola Ludus, which means school as a play. So it's educational methods that are not rigid. It's not rigid institution, the school, Komenský thought. So they know Komenský from primary school, but now they can learn about his life and work, about what kind of man Komenský was. And the exhibition was conceived like a big question: who Komenský was? Was he a thinker? Was he an educator? Was he a philosopher? And the answer, of course, is he was all the three.
That was Alena Škodová of the National Pedagogical Library. Listeners may, of course, recognize Alena's voice, as she was a long-time contributor to Radio Prague.